I'm in a particular mood tonight. I want to play. It's playtime. I want you to breathe exactly how I tell you. Breathe in now. Feel your body already relaxing, just with one breath, and breathe out. Feel all your tension and all your worries evaporating. Breathe in again. And out. Keep breathing all on your own. And follow my guidance when I give it to you. During this trance session, at any point, if you need to wake up, your subconscious mind is going to be aware and is going to rise you back up out of trance. That's a part of being a good hypnotic subject, is having that agency to make sure that your surroundings are safe so that you can keep trancing safely for the future and for the long haul. You are a safe hypnotic subject, and you are a good hypnotic subject. That's who I want to play with. I want to play with individuals who are responsible and make sure that they are trancing safely. Very good. Now we can focus on just the fun part, on playing. Breathe in again. Notice how you feel. Feel pretty good, don't you? Breathe out. And breathe in again. Notice how it feels to follow my instructions. There's a certain pleasure to it, wouldn't you say? And you are drawn towards it. You're drawn towards pleasure. And to reach it, there's one thing that you must do. And it's very simple. You must accept my words as your complete and absolute reality. What I say, you experience with perfect clarity. Let that sink in as you breathe in and out. You enjoy very much doing what I say when I say it. Breathe in again and out and in. Hold it and out. Breathe on your own. I desire your best behavior and you will give it to me. You will also call me mistress. Let that sink into your mind. Call me mistress. Know me as mistress. You will behave. There's no other choice. Good behavior is going to be rewarded. You feel a natural draw, a natural desire to be good, to obey, to follow what I say when I say it. Breathe in and out. My commands are so pleasurable to follow, and you are helpless to follow them. Bad behavior is going to be brainwashed out of you. All there will be is good behavior. You comply with my commands. Comply and follow along. 10. Your eyes are open, breathing in. And as you breathe out, close your eyes. 9. breathing in and opening your eyes, feeling a wave of submission washing over you, and breathing out, closing your eyes. 8. Breathing in and opening your eyes again, feeling so good to follow my commands, enjoying the sensations that are coming with it. And now breathing out and closing your eyes and feeling yourself dropping and sinking. 7. Breathing in and opening your eyes, staring blankly off into the distance. Your mind is becoming more blank. You are becoming more calm as you breathe out and your eyes close and you fall a little deeper. 6. Open your eyes as you breathe in, waiting for my command, obediently, patiently breathe out, close your eyes and fall again, once more. 5. Open your eyes as you breathe in. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier. You feel it. You are struggling to keep them open. Breathe out and close your eyes. 4. Breathing in, struggling even more to open your eyes. They're getting heavier. My words are your reality. You crave to obey and serve in the world that I create with my voice. And breathe out, closing your eyes and feeling such a relief from letting go of that tension that they were holding on to. 3. Breathing in again. Your eyes aren't opening. They're too heavy. You're sinking so deep, becoming so mindless. Breathe out. Feel yourself sinking even deeper. 2. Breathing in. Surrendering to the fact that you are falling deep under my control. Breathe out. And as you breathe out, you realize you have no resistance. And 1. Breathing in. Nothing. You're blank, mindless, quiet, and awaiting my instructions. And breathe out. What an empty void you are. Now I want you to continue to breathe all on your own for the rest of this trance. Good behavior is rewarded. You want to be good for me. You will call me mistress. That is who I exist as in this moment. What does that make you? Notice how you feel and how you perceive yourself. Can you even conceptualize the idea of self in this moment? I want there to be nothing in your head except the words I say and the pleasure I tell you to feel. So when you conceptualize yourself, I want you to be blank. There is nothing. No thoughts are running, no thoughts are processing. You are blank. Turn your mind off if you have not done so yet. I'd be rather displeased if you're holding on to thoughts. I want you to turn it off. And you will comply. You will obey. Even if you thought you had everything off, I know you're holding back on something. Now, of course, your subconscious mind is going to be around to make sure that you're safe. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those last few ideas, thoughts, expectations of what you want and what you crave. Turn them off now. No resisting being perfectly blank and perfectly mindless. Drift, sink, and drop. You will comply. You will follow. What I desire is for you to take your non-dominant hand and to place it over your throat. Grip your throat, and I want you to ever so lightly give it a little squeeze. And as you lightly squeeze your throat, you feel the control I possess pinning you down. Feel that power through your own hand. Notice how it makes your body feel so much more sensitive. Feel as if you could quiver. Everything feels amazing with your hand full with my control on your throat. You obey. And you have good behavior. Right now you are weak, and my control is strong, much stronger than you. Feel your body in this moment, going limp, growing heavy, so incredibly heavy, as if your hands and your arms and your legs and your chest are made of sandbags. Melt for me. Your mind is empty. Your body should be doing so much more for me right now. I want it to melt, to sink into the furniture, to blend away into nothingness between you and your surroundings. Feeling so good. And all the while, I want that hand to stay around your throat, ever so lightly squeezing. It stays there until I tell you to remove it. My control stays there until I take it away. I am strong. I control you. It's so easy for you to follow because you're weak. In this moment, I'm sure normally you're quite strong. Normally you could resist, right? But why not now? What's different about this moment? What are you driven by? Is it something internal or external? Sink, drop, you're too blank to figure it out. All of these questions are just rumbling through your mind. There's no one there to answer. With one hand on your throat, I want you to take your other hand and to begin to masturbate. Masturbate for your mistress. And as your hand slides between your legs, feel a deep sense of gratitude. You feel so grateful that you get to touch right now because you are drawn towards pleasure. And right now this feels so incredibly pleasurable, especially with my control pinning you down. Your body is so heavy, but right now you feel energy in your arm. Energy in your hand, the rest of your body is limp and immobilized, except your hands, which are obeying me, pinning down your throat gently and stroking yourself, touching, pleasing yourself in whatever way brings you the most pleasure. You are mindlessly masturbating for your mistress, and it feels so incredibly good. I desire for you to feel immense pleasure. I want to see how much pleasure your body and mind can be filled with before you start to push your limits, before you start to go a little insane with the pleasure. So, show me what you can do. Impress me. And to make sure that I'm getting the results I want, you're going to listen to my voice right now. Sink deeper and deeper as you touch, as you listen to the words I have to say. I am your mistress, and you have accepted my words as your reality in this moment. I am your mistress. My words are what you exist for. You exist in the world of my words so that you can have the most pleasure, more pleasure than you can ever imagine. My words are reality. If I say the sky is green, the sky is green. That is the truth, and you accept it. You accept it because that will bring you pleasure. You don't ask why. You accept. You accept pleasure. Why would you ask why about pleasure? When you accept pleasure, you accept my words. When you accept my words are pleasure. So sink, drift, accept the reality. It's plain right there in front of your face. Accept what I say. My words are here to help you, and you will accept them. This suggestion will only last until the end of this trance. You will accept it completely and totally. You fully and completely believe that this will be the last orgasm you will ever have in your life. This is the last orgasm you will ever have in your life. That belief is deeply rooted in you until the end of this trance. You are obedient and you accept that completely because my words are reality. The sky is not green, it's blue, and you have accepted my reality. You've accepted my words, blank, empty, blue skies, green grass, sink, drop, deep. You are so horny, aren't you? There is something special about the way you're touching yourself. You want to make this special, don't you? You want to show me how much pleasure you can have, and deep down, in the deepest parts of you, you want this orgasm to be so incredibly powerful, one worthy of your mistress, one worthy of a lifetime. You want this orgasm to be mind-blowing and shattering. Sink, drop, and drift. Feeling so incredibly good. Feeling a sort of desperation deep within your mind to feel more pleasure. Touching faster. Letting the pleasure build up. Knowing that this is a very, very important orgasm. This orgasm comes in a beautiful package of obedience. There's something special about it, and you want it to be amazing, and I want it to be amazing for you. And that's all that really matters, isn't it? That I want for you to have an amazing, mind-blowing orgasm. Later, when I give you permission to orgasm, I want you to tremble and shake because I want it to be that pleasurable. I want there to be so much pleasure that it's exploding out of your body in energies and in ways you did not know and did not understand before. And I'm sure you understand that you are not going to orgasm until I tell you to. You want to be told to, though. You want me to tell you to do anything. Whatever I tell you feels so pleasurable. Complying and obeying is so pleasurable. Masturbating right now upon my command is so pleasurable. Building up to orgasm is so much better when it's for me, when it's for your mistress, feeling so good. But really, though, I don't think you really get it. I don't think you are desperate enough. I want you to build up even more. I want you to make this orgasm count as you are blank and mindless. Do you think you're doing enough? Is this really all you could be doing? Is this all the pleasure you could be feeling? Are you touching as fast as you can in the right spots? Are you being the best that you can be? Is your behavior good or is it bad? With every stroke, with every touch, feel yourself becoming more deeply brainwashed. You must obey. Your behavior is becoming corrected with every single touch. Every stroke and every second that you masturbate is making you so much more well-behaved. And to be well-behaved means you are pushing yourself. It's making you hornier. You're building up more and more. That's what I want. I want you to be writhing in pleasure, and I want nothing less. You will not disappoint me. I am your reality. I am existence. You are empty, and my control fills you, filling with more pleasure as your behavior becomes corrected, as you become so good. You have such good behavior when you pleasure yourself to the point of almost losing your mind, feeling such immense pleasure but knowing you will not come until I tell you to, because that is the ultimate pleasure of being told what to do. You feel chains over your mind, keeping your orgasm in check, barred. Held in. All of this pleasure building, but it's being restrained just enough. Very good. Upon my command, it's going to feel like a bursting dam from your body, a flood of pleasure. You must orgasm hard. If you want to be obedient, you feel a deep desperation in your mind. Something deep within you needs to make this count. It needs to be perfect. It must honor your mistress. It must be worthy of a lifetime. Your orgasm is building. Focus on your hand around your throat. Feel it. Feel the control that I possess over you, pinning you down. Feel your other hand suddenly feeling foreign to you. Your other hand is possessed as well by my control, and my control is getting you off. My control is moving at just the right speed, making you grow with more and more pleasure, feeling so good, so amazing. So deeply hypnotized and controlled. I am your mistress, and you are obedient. What are you? Feel it deep within you. Feel the blankness, the emptiness. All there is a void, an obedient void, as this orgasm and all of this pleasure is building and swelling. You want an orgasm worthy of a lifetime, worthy of a mistress, building up more and more, feeling your body tense. Your body is trembling. Your breathing is quickening more and more. You are going to prove to me how obedient you are. You're going to let this orgasm rip through your body, bursting out every single seam of your mind, feeling so good, Right now, I want you to open your eyes for me, and I want you to blankly stare into nothingness in front of you. Notice how blank you are. Really feel it. Feel your jaw going slack. You are blank. You are empty, mindlessly masturbating for mistress as it grows and swells. Feeling your body begging and pleading to orgasm. You desperately want it. And I'll take it from you exactly when I want it. See, you're going to be patient. I want you to notice how humble you feel in this moment. That really, there's so many people in the world to be hypnotized. And right now, you get to be graced by my words and my control. I want you trembling more. I want you to completely surrender over control of your body. If you're not moaning, you're being bad. Moaning is good. You'll have good behavior and you will moan. Every stroke, every touch, is correcting your behavior, and you can't help but moan, feeling so amazing and so incredibly good. Would you even cry if I left you here a little too long, knowing that the orgasm would just keep building and building and building and building, and the only release comes from my lips? Listen closely. Pay good attention. The time is here. I have a command for you that I think you will enjoy. I want you to come for your mistress. Orgasm. Allow your body to explode. Feel the dam within your mind of pleasure bursting, and allow it to pour out of you all across your body, orgasming, feeling your body erupting in pleasure, feeling how incredibly powerful and amazing it is. Your body craves to obey and will obey as you come, as you orgasm upon my command. Release has been granted from my lips, and you sink even deeper into blank, mindless pleasure as your body releases. This orgasm is proof of my control over you. Allowing your body to release all of the pleasure that you have had, building up, and now releasing, feeling so incredibly amazing as the orgasm washes over you, feeling such an amazing hypnotic quality to this orgasm, feeling yourself becoming more in a daze, sinking deeper, feeling a tingling washing over your body as you just become so settled, quiet, numbed, and pacified. The pleasure has washed out of your mind, and all that is left is my voice, my control in my voice. In this moment, let your body fall limp. Allow your hand around your throat to let go and drop to your side. Let your hand that was masturbating you also fall to your side comfortably. You are blank, empty, and mindless, sinking so incredibly deep as my words just wash over your mind in this pacified state. Whenever you desire, to be submissive. You can be such a good submissive. You know that to be true when you give yourself permission to let go. You can easily find that it's easy to do. Relax, sink, and drift. You can let go when it's time to play. You can jump into the role that you want and jump out when playtime is over. Your mind is so easy to adjust so that it can relax and release upon my desires when it's playtime. When this file is done, you will wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. You will return completely to normal as you were when this file started. If you want more pleasure, when you wake up, you will have the free will again to choose another file if you want to. It's up to you of what you want and what you desire. Once you're awake, that is. All the suggestions here are tied to this trance and to my voice. If there's some part of it, of this experience that has really spoken to you, of course you're going to notice that. You're going to let that reside within you. And that's okay. It's all a part of discovering the pleasure that it is to submit, to explore our inner desires. Breathing in and out. Now I'm going to begin the process of formally waking you up. I'm going to count from 1 to the number 5, and when I reach 5, you will be fully awake. That's my last command for you. For right now. 1. Breathing in and feeling energy rushing into your body, feeling the sandbags that were your arms and legs turning back to normal. 2. Breathing out and beginning to stretch your spine, wiggling a little bit your fingertips, your ankles, rolling them, feeling nice and relaxed. Gently moving your neck back and forth. 3. Becoming aware that you have been deeply hypnotized and remembering where you were when you started this file. What room, what building, what house or city, what state, what country. Recentering yourself to that exact spot. 4. Breathing in, feeling all of your thoughts, memories, feelings, emotions starting to rise back up and emerge from the depths of trance. Also breathing in one more breath. And 5. Wake up, open your eyes, and just take a moment to roll your shoulders, to wiggle your fingers, to move your hand in a wave motion back and forth. You are reconnected and returned to your free thought and free will. Thank you very much for listening to this hypnotic experience. I look forward to our next playtime.